As a repulsive wizard, one of those things any woman would grow nauseous at the thought of embracing, it would be absurd of me to try and imagine how I would react if nature's intractable law was miraculously suspended and I found a woman in my arms. Wise men makes provisions for the improbable, only mad ones do so for the impossible. Having said that, an old virgin's relationship with sanity is precarious at best. So why not indulge in a bit of ridiculous fantasy? Nightmares allow men to harrow hell, why shouldn't dreams allow a monster to storm heaven? So our abomination closes its eyes, sallow orbs accustomed to darkness and, in a petty act of rebellion against stern nature, attempts to imagine what it would be like to be bathed in light. The demon imagines caresses, the affectionate touches men take for granted, and his muscles contract painfully. Instinct has taught him he has no right to such a sensation. Nature has laced skeins of barbed wire through his disgusting body, inborn reminders that there are barriers he was not meant to cross. The ghoul has wandered too far from his proper place, and so Mother tugs upon the leash to drag him back. The imagined kiss, something human beings experience as moist warmth, burns the freak more fiercely than the fires of Gehenna he tried to slip from through reverie. The glow of affection men find so illuminating burns the eyes of a thing such beauty is forbidden to. So our defiant little demon, having learned a very hard lesson about his rightful place in the order of things, wrenches his eyelids open and finds himself in the dark once again. Though a man would scream in terror, our monster breathes a sigh of relief. Pandemonium citizens suffer enough as it is. Why should they compound their misery with dreams of being exiled from a paradise they never had hope of entering?